Welcome to the Rough Places into Level Ground podcast, where we'll be studying various scriptures and their application to our lives. And as we come to God's Word, He promises to lead us in ways we do not know, in paths that we have not known, and to turn our darkness into light and rough places into level ground. Welcome to today's study. I'm Jackie Burns, and I'll be your host. The battle is not ours, but we must come to it, face it head on, and stand. Welcome to today's episode called Holding God's Peace. We all face battles, sometimes multiple battles at once. And battles take many shapes in our lives. For example, we may face opposition, injustice, criticism, anxiety, doubt and fear, illness, a diagnosis that offers no hope, loneliness, problems with finances, self-worth, or even a devastating loss. Battles threaten to entangle us, bewilder us, and overwhelm us. They can leave us feeling like we want to run and hide. They may make us angry, or just simply feel helpless and out of control. Suppose you found yourself running away from a place where you were enslaved, and those who had enslaved you were right on your heels. You were tired, afraid, questioning, and you ran on until you came to a place where you could run no more. You could not go forward. You were blocked. And when you looked behind you, all you were running from was about to overtake you and destroy you. You're afraid, perhaps never more so than at this moment. What do you do? God describes a situation like this for us in Exodus 14. Most of us probably know the story of the Israelites running from Pharaoh after leaving Egypt. Moses and the people find themselves confronted with the Red Sea in front of them and Egyptian guards closing in behind them. What do they do? What does God tell us and them to do when the battle is about to overtake us and there is nowhere to go? We find this story in Exodus 14, verses 1 through 31. And Pharaoh says in verse 3 that the people are wandering aimlessly and the wilderness has shut them in. How many times have we too felt this way? But then, as we read on, we come to verses 13 and 14. Here God, through Moses, speaks to us, saying, "But Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent.'" And the King James Version reads, "The Lord will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." We have very clear instruction from our God. First, we're told, do not be afraid. We cannot focus on anything or on God when our insides are caught up in fear. It is to God that we must lift our eyes and focus on. The second thing we're told is to stand by, and the King James Version reads that we are to stand still. As we stand still and face the battle, we are not to panic. We are not to try to take matters into our own hands, but to relinquish the battle to God's hands. When we stand still, we position ourselves, we establish our focus on God, and we move in and within God's direction and care. So what does it mean to relinquish? For most of us, it is probably not a natural response to the battles we face. We must give up ourselves and surrender how we think things should be or how we believe others should be. We hand the outcome of situations over to God and we wait on Him. And while we are waiting and trusting, we continue to seek to do the next right thing, paying attention to what God places in front of us to do. We stay close to God in His Word, and we trust God more than our understandings. God made us. He knows better than any what we need and how to handle us. Our judgments, our feelings and emotions are so very finite and fleeting, but God's judgment on all matters is infinite and all-knowing. As we come to verse 14, we are told, "The Lord will fight for us while we keep silent and hold our peace." Finding peace amid our battles is found by holding on to God's peace, the peace that we receive from Him when we stand in trust, knowing that God is in control and God will lead us and be with us through all our trials and all the battles that we face. Now, Satan wants us to fall. He wants us to become entangled, bewildered, and overwhelmed. But God says to us to stand and hold His peace within. God tells us not to be afraid, but stand. He tells us the battle is not ours, but we must come to the battle and stand, as through us, God's strength is shown to a watching world. Battles of all kinds and trials find us, regardless of who we are and what we do or don't do. The only thing truly in our control is how we respond. God has given us the will and freedom to make that choice. 2 Chronicles 20:15 says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of their vast armies, but the battle is not yours, but God's." The battle is not ours, because God's purpose through the battle is to show us His work for and in us. We are to know it is God who is in control. Our lives are His, and they're in His hands, in His holy, sovereign, and loving hands, the hands that will never abandon us, His children. We know how the story of the Israelites and the Egyptians end. God parts the Red Sea, and His people walk through to the other side. Only God can part our Red Seas, but we must give them to Him. God will take us each through and bring us to the other side of every battle and every trial. As we depend on God alone, we find peace in God alone. The biggest battle we will ever face is not the one outside of us, but the one inside of us. Do we believe and trust with all our heart and with all our soul in our Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who made us, who knows our frame and remembers that we are but dust? As we close today, let us pray and give thanks. Please join me. Father, we give thanks and praise to You. You who made us and who knows the fragility of our lives. You know we are but dust, here today and gone tomorrow. You call us to You, to know You and trust You, and You give us rest and peace through every trial and battle before us. Help us, Father, to stand and to hold Your peace in our lives as we follow You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, praise God and God bless.